Earlier this year, we spoke briefly with Donna Kapowitz about the workshop, The Art of a Selfie, How Selfies Create Confidence. The project encouraged young girls to redefine their understanding of beauty and boost self-esteem through selfies. The project is a collaboration between the Residential College in the Arts and Humanities, the 6050 Project, and the East Lansing Public Library. As part of the workshop, a gallery of images created during the project will go on display this Sunday. Here to tell us more about the workshop is Katie Bargerstock, an MSU student and mentor for the project, and Emma McElhugga, an eighth grader at McDonald Middle School who participated in the workshop. Katie, briefly remind our listeners how the Art of the Selfie workshop came to be.
So one of the professors of the Residential College in the Arts and Humanities, Donna Kapowitz, saw a Dove video that was about kind of what we did in the workshop. It was called, I think it was called the Selfie Workshop. And they had students, female students ranging from middle school to high school, come in for a workshop about photography, about how to take a selfie, how to take a picture of themselves. And that kind of stemmed into this bigger project that Donna wanted to get started with East Lansing Public High School and East Lansing Middle School.
Emma, what about the project made you want to participate in it?
Well, I did see the Dove commercial that was mentioned earlier, but it was really because I noticed that a lot of girls in my school are way less self-confident than they could be. They are always more conscientious. They're fixing their hair in the bathroom in between classes. They're applying mascara during orchestra or something along those lines that makes me just think that they don't really know exactly what it means to be in love with yourself rather than who you should be.
Did you feel like you had a high sense of self-confidence when you entered the program or the workshop?
I felt like it was mediocre. I mean, I think it could have been higher because I still was kind of, in a nutshell, just less self-confident than I could be. But I wasn't as, I didn't have as little self-confidence as other girls in my school did and still do.
Katie, what did they actually do in these discussions and in the workshop?
So we started the workshop off by just playing the commercial for the girls that hadn't seen it. And then we broke into smaller groups and started discussing. Before coming to the workshop, we prepared a few questions. But really, I think we asked maybe one or two questions per group, and the girls kind of took it from there and just started telling us about their experiences, ranging from anything with what kind of makeup they wear or if they wear it to how they believe bullying has come into play into issues like this with beauty. And then after that, we had the girls work on writing poems. They're called I Am Poems. And just little poems about themselves and things they like about themselves or how they identify. And then later in the workshop, we had them actually go out and practice taking selfies. We had a photographer there giving them tips about angles and lighting so they could get a good shot. And that was really fun, I think.
She mentioned that you guys had discussions. What do you remember about your discussion group, Emma, and what you guys talked about?
Well, I remember of my group, we were all the ones who went to McDonald Middle School. We all talked about how we'd had bullying experiences, but at McDonald, there's a big no bullying rule. Even though that was in place, we still talked about how we had bullying experiences there, and we also talked about how we noticed, like I said, a lot of girls going around trying to be perfect, wearing tube skirts, something tight-fitting, so that they looked nice and attractive, rather than being who they wanted to be. And we talked about how we felt like we couldn't really be who we wanted to be, just how we wanted to dress, because other people would judge us the moment we walked into the door.
Part of the workshop, as we have mentioned, was centered around the taking of selfies for these students. And I don't think that I typically think of selfies as something that necessarily builds self-esteem in some ways. I think in some ways they are, you know, look at me, I'm beautiful. But in other ways, I think it causes insecurities to come forward. How did you guys aim to use selfies to promote a positive body image and make sure that it was a positive promotion rather than a negative promotion, Katie?
I think our idea with taking the selfie was that it's a way that you can capture yourself and you can choose, you know, the photographer that we had, Guillermo Delgado, mentioned people using props, like things that they love, or like Emma plays viola, maybe she'll have a viola in her picture, things like that, to dictate the way that people see you and see your inner beauty, rather than being pressured to, you know, Photoshop a perfect picture or alter it so that it looks a specific way that you think meets people's needs. So our idea was that you take your picture the way you want it and you put yourself out there in that way.
I mean, what did you have in mind when you were photographing? What were you trying to capture?
Well, I was trying to capture the library, which is where we were. I love books, and that's actually a lot of things that people at my school don't think is normal. They don't necessarily bully me about it, but they do express their feelings about thinking it's not normal that I read 5 books at a time. And I thought it was interesting if I took pictures of me with books, because I love books so much, and that's something I could feel more self-confident about and say, this is who I am, I love books, and don't get me down about it. And that was something I also wanted to focus on, making sure that I took a picture that involved some of the features I don't like about myself, which I started to like more about myself, like my hair and my ears. But I also wanted to make sure that I could convey a message in my picture saying, hey, it's okay to post these selfies on social media websites because they're showing who you really are. It's something that really I think a lot of girls need to work on, because especially on Facebook, my friend posted a selfie of herself and a bunch of people started cyberbullying her about it. They said that her lips were too big and her hair was too poofy and her smile was weird and her legs were too big or something like that. And I wanted to say, hey, it's okay. Don't feel bad about this. Everyone should feel confident.
Katie, what were some of the biggest takeaways for the girls who participated, do you think?
Like Emma touched on, the bullying came up immediately, which was something I noticed, because none of the questions that we prepared for the discussion groups beforehand even touched on bullying. But for some reason, that immediately came up, which makes sense because it's such beauty, especially for girls, it seems, is such a sensitive topic and it's so personal that it can be easy to target people on that. So something I think, and I hope the girls got out of this, maybe Emma can mention whether or not she did, was that there is a space for girls to talk about this issue, and that it's easy to feel isolated and alone and feel like, oh, I'm not beautiful, or oh, my lips are not a certain way, or my hair is a weird way. Lots of people are thinking that, if not everyone. And so I hope this kind of provided a space for the girls to just be able to share their experiences and say, you know, like, you're not alone, I'm not alone, we actually have something in common.
Emma, has this workshop changed how you feel about yourself at all?
It has. I mean, I do feel a lot more self-confident, but at the same time, I also feel like I can help other girls feel more self-confident. For example, on that Facebook photo that my friend posted, I started commenting good things about it. Like, I liked the background she chose. I liked her freckles or her shirt. And I think it helped us all feel like there were more people, because the moment we all started talking about the insecurities we had that were around the same ideas of what we looked like, there's just immediate feeling of comfort and friendship. And when I went back to school, all the girls who were in the selfie workshop that went to my school, we all kind of just stood there and helped other people feel more self-confident. Like, somebody was fixing their hair, we said, your hair looks amazing, you should keep it that way, or something like that.
So you're taking it beyond into your everyday life with you.
Yes.
Katie, part of the workshop includes a gallery opening, which is taking place this weekend. Can you tell me a little bit more about the event?
Sure. So we asked all of the girls to send in some selfies to us, and we're having them printed off kind of on big posters, and we're going to hang them up around the East Lansing Public Library in a gallery space. And what we're hoping is that the girls and their friends, family, people from the public will come and look at the photos and learn a little bit more about the project. And then we'll also have an opportunity for people to comment on the photos. So in the Dove commercial, they have people writing on sticky notes and putting them on the pictures, like just positive feedback for the girls about their photos. So we'll have that going on too. So it should be a really good event.
Emma, what do you hope people take away when they see your photo at the event?
I think they I wanted my photo, my number one photo that I liked, to convey the message that life is smiles and laughter. It doesn't always have to be all the bad things. I want people to think, she looks so happy, and she looks like she doesn't even care what's going on. And I want them to feel like they want to feel that way, too, so that they think that they don't have to follow the status quo, because what is the status quo?
Katie, Emma, it's been a pleasure speaking with you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Katie Barger-Stock is an MSU student and mentor for the Art of the Selfie workshops, and Emma McElhugga is an eighth grader at McDonald Middle School who participated in the workshop. The Art of the Selfie, How Selfies Create Confidence gallery opening will take place on April 27th at the East Lansing Library.